The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. Last week it was about the Ireland's general strike of 1918. This week it's about the general strike of 1935, which was of a somewhat different character. This time it was a straight fight between the Manx workers and the Manx employers over pay, and it was the workers who prevailed, leaving their bosses looking to have been complacent, arrogant, and pretty stupid. The events leading up to the strike began in February 1935, when the Transport and General Workers' Union went to the island's Employers' Federation with a claim for a pay increase for unskilled workers. The union wanted the existing 40 shillings for a 69.5-hour week to be increased to 48 shillings for a 48-hour week, which at least had the virtue of being simple and straightforward, as well as reasonable. But the employers refused to consider the claim, and for the next 4 months the union was not even able to bring them to the negotiating table. It would appear that the employers believed the usually docile Manx workforce would just back down. This was a mistake. On Saturday, June the 1st, there was a mass meeting of union members in the Salisbury Hall in Douglas, and they voted unanimously to go on strike. This was immediately sanctioned by the union's general secretary in London. This was Ernest Bevin, the man who went on to become Britain's foreign secretary in the 1945 Labour government. The strike began at 7:30 a.m. with hundreds of men and women not turning up for work. The impact was drastic. There was no electricity, apart from in the hospitals. There was no public transport. The steam packet company warehouses were closed so that no cargo could be unloaded, and large areas of trade and business were shut down. And in an impressive show of strength, more than 1,000 men held an open-air mass meeting which paralysed Douglas town centre. But it was all peaceful. Union officials had decreed that there would be none of the violence which characterised the 1918 strike. A strike committee had been set up, and its members included Labour MHK Alf Tear, secretary of the Manx branch of the union, and a leader in the 1918 stoppage. Meanwhile, unbelievably, Douglas Town Council had flatly refused to meet the strike committee for talks. Fortunately for the Isle of Man, the Lieutenant Governor of the day, the personally popular Sir Montagu Butler, was quick to act. On the Sunday before the strike started, he sent a letter to the strike committee offering to set up an arbitration panel. They told Sir Montagu that their door would be open to him, and under government pressure, the employers finally agreed to meet the strike committee in the town council chamber, under candlelight, there being no electricity, on the Monday night. And on Tuesday, a settlement was reached on a compromise deal of 46 shillings a week instead of 48 shillings for a 48-hour week. The strike had lasted just 40 hours, and by the time it was finally over, the number of men not working had been well over 3,000. As for Alf Tear, this second strike in his lifetime had put a great deal of strain on this fair-minded, intelligent, and passionate socialist. He collapsed with a perforated ulcer. He had fought and won twice in the cause of the Manx worker. He became an honoured member of the Legislative Council before he died, aged 89, in 1968. Today he is pretty well a forgotten man, but perhaps it's good to know that there's a place in Willesden called Alfred Tear Grove.